What's up, nerds? It's Monday, September 25th. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, I got it right. I don't have any notes this week, so I don't even know the date. 2017. You're listening to episode 32?
Yep.
Yes.
Of The Rat King. I'm Scott Petty, and with me as always is the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as the star of the show, Justin Stokes.
Hello, everyone.
I would like to start off this week by saying I'm sorry for what I said in the last episode, which was that if Jesus did come back to Earth to save us, his dumb ass could not tie shoes because he wore sandals, and he doesn't understand laces, and he'd probably wear Supreme. And I didn't mean it, but I'd like if you could forgive me and we can move forward. Jose, what you been up to?
So I didn't want to come to the podcast completely unprepared and not play any games.
Let me stop you there. I didn't want to come to the podcast, which is where I thought it was going to end. And I was going to say, let's stop.
Bye.
Let's go.
But yeah, I played games this week.
Yeah.
Because for the past 2 weeks, I haven't been playing. One of them's a mobile game.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem Heroes.
Okay.
It's a good
game. We can move on.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's a game to play while you're at work and there's nothing to do.
Yeah, if you got time to lean, you got time to play Fire Emblem Heroes.
Yeah.
Did you restart it 6,000 times to get a special thing? No. I remember that being a thing when it first dropped, was people like, I just keep restarting it since it's random.
Right off the bat, I got a gold Ike, a gold star Ike.
We don't condone that word here.
Gold star Ike?
Hey, please stop. I'm going to have to bleep this.
No, hold on. I'm just saying gold star Ike.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. I'd like to start off by saying...
Gold star character?
Yeah. I'm sorry that I said if cats wore pants, they wouldn't have to cut out a hole for their tail, but instead for their little fuzzy balls.
Other than that, I've been playing more Odin Sphere. I am on the third story out of the five, I think. Five, six? I don't know.
Okay.
Each story is 8 hours of fuck, man.
8 hours of
mainly
fuck, man.
Mainly, what I'm more excited to talk about is Windjammers. I've been playing Windjammers. Okay. That game's fucking fun.
Is that the one that was free on PS Plus?
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have PS Plus, do you?
I do.
Oh, okay. It was free.
I bought it for $15.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was...
Recently?
Like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Was it this month that it came out?
No, like
Well, because it just came out this month,
okay,
I think.
Then it was like Disc Spinners
or
Disc
something. Jam or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this one's the good one. So like...
The good one.
It's literally Pong, but with like supers. Like super
and frisbees.
And frisbees,
discs.
Yeah. It's really fun. Shout out to that one player that's the only person playing right now that I've been playing online matches with. But I remember playing this when I was out in California. Didn't know what it was until like I started listening to the Bombcast. And then they were like, hey, this game is great. And I'm like, what is it? And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, I played this. And now I'm playing it now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you like that one guy you play with?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Is he bigger than me?
He doesn't have to talk to me. Huh?
Is he bigger than me?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Can I say his? Should I say his fucking
name? No, you definitely
Neon shouldn't. Jammer.
He has a PS Plus account just to play that game.
Yeah, there probably is someone named Neon Jammer. And
hey, man, you're welcome for the bump.
Yeah, all right. Now listen to our podcast.
PayPal.me/RatKing. Send us $1,100 or we will get you banned.
Yeah. But that's pretty much
permanently.
It. It's a fun game. How about you, Justin?
Just some Destiny 2. That's all I've been doing.
Have you uncovered the secret of the Wraith King?
No.
Damn it.
Haven't done anything like that.
That was a good one to me.
Thanks. I was so disappointed in my lack of words that I know.
We attempted the raid last night, and that was the first time we've tried it.
And the first time you failed?
Yes, lots of fails.
Yeah.
And then, so we got past the first part, and then the second part, we didn't get past because our team disbanded, and then so that was it. But other than that, I've just been playing with the other two characters and got them up to a max level. Well, not max level, level 20, but power level like sub 300, and that's as high as I can go.
I thought you said 280 was the max.
Level 20 is the max, like level, but you have like power levels, and so those are up to 350, and that's max.
Boy.
So did you do the raid with like the stealth stuff that you had to like sneak in and stuff like that?
No, I don't think there's any stealth in the raid.
Okay, because I heard there's something like this weird like stealth sequence. Where
I think there's probably in the underbelly, because we were exploring the underbelly and they have like these watchers, their turrets, and if you get spotted, then they all activate and like the bad guys go crazy.
So is that like an automatic fail pretty much?
I don't know.
Like, is everything overpowered?
That was our first time like being in like the under part of the mm-hmm. raid. And so there was like, there's supposed to be like a whole bunch of chests and stuff under there, but we couldn't find any. But we did come across the like little stealth part. And as soon as we walked through the door, we got caught. And so we just ended up shooting people. But we didn't pass it.
Clearly tell you that it's going to be like a stealth thing, or like you guys just run in there and like, no, oh,
it's,
shit.
It's more so puzzles. So you figure them out like as you go. And there's like an aqueduct, and it's like the platform's on like a ring that's rotating through like a long hallway. It's almost like Ninja Warrior-esque stuff. Like obstacle courses and jumping puzzles that are really fun.
You said you just get to a lot of chests?
Yeah.
What is this, Spring Break?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so the when we were doing it, the chests wouldn't appear for us. Apparently you have to beat the raid and you get these keys that when you go back through like the underbelly.
Or give that's them when a free hat.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get, is a hat. But the chest won't pop up, so I can't grab it.
Okay.
But that's what I've been doing this week, is some Destiny 2. I played a little bit of Pokemon.
Which one?
Simoon.
Okay.
There wasn't much going on there. Or I don't know if they're still doing like the monthly like competitions or events or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't even know. I haven't heard about those in a long time.
I know they're like giving out like mega stones or some shit like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so far behind now.
Mega stones, what are these? From my kidney?
I think it's when you throw rocks, they turn into big rocks.
Solid.
That's what I think they are. But no, I jumped into that and I was messing with my party Pokemon. And I was like, eh, maybe I should level these up. And I was like, nah, I'll just wait until...
Party Pokemon.
Let's wait until the Ultra Smoon to come out.
What's its name? Paris Hilton?
There's Paris Hilton, Demi Lovato.
Denny Lenovo. I love to go to Denny Lenovo. Hey, get me. There's Molly Stratus. Yeah, those are my favorite. I love Salerma Gomez. Anyway, who's your favorite singer? Don't say what I think you're going to say.
We're good. What about you? What have you done this week, bud?
Oh, man. So I did not play anything that I can think of.
We're done.
Okay, that was a good one. 747. Any way to stop this, you know? I sold more games on eBay. I'm down to having 3 physical games for PS4.
Shit.
And I'm like a physical game guy, because I like to just spin them on my fingy.
Nice.
Like a fidget spinner, the original fidget spinner.
But you have them on all three of your fingers, right?
All three. Nice. Guys, you should know I am a Loptosaurus or whatever. I only have 3 fingers.
Just like this.
That's going to sound good on the podcast. No, I don't think I'm trying to think. I feel like I started something up. BioShock. Only need another trophy so I could sell that. I'm tired
of... You like it?
No, it's a great game. I am tired of being scared in games. It sucks. I don't like being... I want to have fun.
Get a pleasant game.
I was going to say, there's 2 options for you.
Yes.
Either stop it,
uh-huh,
or play nice games. Like, yeah. nice games.
And so that's kind of what I did. I got pretty close to the end of it, but I already know how it ends. I've played through it before on Xbox 360, mm-hmm, and it's a really good game. Not every part of it's solid, but I'm not going to talk about BioShock.
This is the first BioShock,
yeah,
right?
BioShock 2 was not as beloved because it was weird, but then everyone loved Infinite. But
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's critically revered.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Especially your AI friend.
You have a hook.
It's very... I think people's biggest thing with the with Infinite was that it largely, well, there's a lot of it that's about racism, like, mm-hmm, I mean, that's kind of what the whole series is like this guy's libertarian like dreamscape, and then it turns into a nightmare, and you can do stuff like, it's like, do you want to throw a baseball at this black couple, and then you go yes or no, and it doesn't make any difference at all,
right,
in the story.
It just tells you if you're racist or not.
But yeah, I'm tired of just playing games that make me anxious all the time. I love a game that's like, I'm running around shooting, and now's like a stealthy section where I'm kind of scared and nervous. Last of Us is great at that. And plus, the story is amazing. But anyway,
Destiny 2.
I also just sort of realized this past week that I may be coming up to the point where I hate video games, because you know how
it's
like,
a chore? It's a chore.
Vern Troyer.
Yeah, it's a chore.
Ben
Troyer.
It's me.
What?
Mario. Oh, did I ever tell you? Never mind. It's not important.
Nah, come anyway, on, man.
I think it'd be funny. You know that James Franco picture that he sent on Instagram to like a 17-year-old girl?
No. Yeah.
So he sent a picture of him just like from below, like with his chin looking like a double chin. And she's like, prove it to you. And so he sent that picture and underneath it just said, it me. And so I thought it'd be great to have like a weird picture of Mario where he goes, it a me. So if you could do that for our artwork this week.
It to me.
That will go well.
I haven't seen the picture, but I can already imagine several chins.
You'll love it. It's great. anyway, no, I'm kind of getting to the point where, you know, like when I was in my late teens, early 20s, like I really loved punk shows and stuff and hardcore music and everything. And then everyone around you ruins it by being awful. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like people have been, I mean, I'm not going to stop playing video games because I like them, obviously. But it's like, you know, ever since the Gamergate shit, like everyone fucking sucks. But it's awful because like before that, you already knew it, but then it was really brought to light, you know?
Yeah.
Like that everyone who plays video games is a racist troll, dipshit. And you go like, oh no. And it's kind of like people ask me why I don't talk to people at work. And it's because like, you know, if you never talk to Deborah, she's just Deborah. But then when Deborah says the N word, you realize Deborah is racist Deborah. So if you never talk to them, you don't have to find this stuff out and you can kind of live in ignorance, which is great and that pathetic.
It's great.
But like Dan Harmon just had to come out of these fucking. But like I love Rick and Morty, but God, if the fans don't make me want to stab my eyes out with a pitchfork.
I think eventually something gets so popular that the fans will eventually want to make you stab yourself with a pitchfork.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And but like even if it, like you probably know, even with like the amount of like rape culture that was brought to like anime conventions and stuff like that.
Or anime.
Yeah, and that they have to have signs up that are like, hey, don't fucking rape people and stuff. Yeah. Like everything gets ruined. Dan Harmon had to speak out because people are doxing the female writers on Rick and Morty. And he just had to speak out and be like, you're fucking abysmal and you're disgusting. But these people live on that because their greasy little dicks are just drying up in their parents' basement and they have nothing going on for them besides 4chan memes and shit. And now they think because Nazis are walking in the streets, they can just say whatever they want.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hate how like the toxic community of the gaming has like spewed out and into like political stuff now.
Yeah, and it's like people should be political. That's what you should do. That's what an adult will do, because if I meet anyone, and I know you guys aren't like super in the know, I guess, like mm-hmm. I think you've been paying more attention since things went to hell, but whenever I meet like an adult person who's like, I don't get into that stuff, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like you have to, it's very important. But anyway,
I was saying video games.
back to video games. They suck. People who play them suck. No, I suck. Just the culture around games. Like we can hang out because we're dipshits, but not assholes. Well, I'm an asshole, but not because of video games, and I'm also not racist. But God, it's just I'm so tired of every week. There's something that is sort of rightfully politicized, and then a bunch of fucking katana wielding dipshits are like, oh, but women and
wait, what? Katana wielding dipshits?
Yeah. I'm not talking about you. You have,
well, I'm about to say,
you have a,
yeah, calm down here.
You have a saber. Yeah. Also, you don't wield it very much. No, you just show all the girls that, hey, look at this.
Hey, ladies, check this out.
Let me,
it's a sword, don't worry.
Finger you. Guys, this is a video game podcast where one of the hosts hates video games, the other host likes to party, and the other one likes to finger a good puss.
Hey, we got cut. Well, what's the timestamp on that one?
This is at 14 minutes.
14 minutes, okay. Got it.
I am not getting rid of any of this. I'm taking the podcast down with me.
Cool.
Episode 33 will not have me in it because everyone dislikes me as a person.
That's how doomed, Scott.
Okay. Let me finish. My friends don't like me. My family doesn't like me. But I wield all of the... I wield all of the power and the software and the hardware.
So you're Sauron.
Yes, and if anyone leaves me, friends, family, my girlfriend, I will, in a tabloic way, I will blow my brains out in the middle of the highway.
From 14 minutes to 17 minutes.
No, it's only at 15. It just feels like forever because I'm still talking. Anyway, Jose, what's going on in the news?
How's Doom on the Switch, Scott?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. So recently, hey, we're in the news now. You guys like this podcast?
Yeah.
You're in it?
Yeah.
Jose, how was your finger?
And my fingers?
Still wet as fuck?
Yeah, it's still moist.
Oh, this is gross.
Me.
Oh, that's a good...
It's me.
Justin just said, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We're all done.
Table flip.
This is a... oh no. All of our recording equipment. Guess we'll never be able to make another episode. Too bad. The next episode is just going to be about how communism is right. And I'll mention BioShock again. Anyway, we're in the news section now. We're going to start with Doom on the Nintendo Switch. Recently, they released like a 25-minute video of Doom running on the Switch. Mm-hmm. And it looked pretty darn good.
Yeah, it looks really good for the Switch port.
It is surprising. I watched it undocked. I think that's all they've released so far. And they haven't mentioned how it runs docked versus undocked. Okay. I would say that Rabbids was the first game. By the way, I sold Rabbids for like $50, yeah. And it just the other day it was on sale for $30. So sorry, eBay dude.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, that's business.
Hey, that's business.
That business.
But what I was bringing up about Rabbids is it's the first game, considering I've only played 3 on the Switch, for a length of time, that looked noticeably worse undocked than docked.
Really?
Because it's 720. Mm-hmm. And it with Zelda, you don't notice because the whole point is that it's sort of cel-shaded and everything. So the difference is negligible.
Right.
But on Mario, where there's a lot more clean lines and such, it was definitely noticeable.
I wonder how Odyssey's going to look.
Yeah, Doom is 720.
Yeah, everything on the undocked is 720. That's okay. The max for it. 720 and I believe 30 frames per second undocked.
And docked, it didn't say anything if it's running at 60?
Oh, I just mean... So with Doom,
It's a flat 30 what I read.
I haven't seen anything with Doom docked.
Okay.
Because like Zelda... So every game undocked runs at 720p mm-hmm. and I believe 30 frames per second. And then docked can go up to 60 frames per second and it's 1080p if they make it in 1080p.
Okay.
So with Doom, they showed it was running at basically a steady 30 frames per second. It did show that it would dip occasionally. I would say even if you dock it, it's not going to do 60. You might be able to do unlocked where sometimes you get 40 or something, but odds are they're going to be smart and just lock it at 30, which 30 isn't bad. But when I was watching it versus me actually playing Doom on the PS4, it was extremely noticeable.
Well, I was going to ask you, since you played Doom at 60 frames, right? Would you immediately notice it playing it on the Switch?
Yes.
Okay.
And I noticed it on the video. And the reason I noticed it while playing Doom on PS4 was that obviously all these people who play PC are like, I'm used to 60 frames.
Right.
That's nothing. I get 240 frames on Destiny 2 because I might have a $6,000 computer or whatever. But I don't usually notice that sort of stuff. But on Doom, it's extremely noticeable because it's very quick and it oftentimes would make me kind of sick. In the same way that my phone camera, I take 1080p at 60 frames per second, and the video is like so smooth that it makes my eyes hurt. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it was with Doom. So switching to that 30 frames, it's not going to be bad. I'm more so worried about the controls because Melee is linked to R3, which is the analog stick on the PS4, and the analog sticks on the Switch suck.
Do they not click in?
They do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they do, because that's how you throw your weapon in Zelda.
No.
No? Okay, never mind.
That is ZR, RZ, or whatever it's called.
Do you even use the click-in sticks for Zelda?
No.
Okay.
But wait, no, you do for marking shrines. Like, you zoom in, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not great. Like, they're already not great analog sticks, but then to also use them as a button is not amazing. So I'm more so worried about that. But, I mean, I guess we'll see. It does look surprisingly good, so it gives me hope for Wolfenstein 2. Coming up, but also like we mentioned in a podcast or two ago when we found out about it, it was just sort of interesting to see like this could be like the litmus test for what is possible on the Switch.
Right.
Like will it, and especially with like even LA Noire, with LA Noire and something like this, you kind of get a larger scale of stuff that's playable on it, and then you see would it be possible for sometime in the future, GTA 6 comes on the Switch with some limitations, obviously. Mm-hmm. Would you, you know, it would be difficult, but would it be even possible? Would it, they even consider it?
Yeah, my thing is, I hope it doesn't like overheat crazy bad.
Oof. I don't think it will. I mean, again, if you're playing 3+ hours at a time while it's docked, because overheating hasn't been too much of an issue undocked. It's the fact that when it's in that dock, mm-hmm. it's just...
There's nowhere for the air to go.
I mean, there is. It has vents at the top of the Switch, but there's not enough.
Not enough, yeah.
Yeah, so that's when it's an issue. But I think undocked, it's just going to... The battery will die before it can overheat. So.
I'm wondering that if the whole fact that it's portable mm-hmm. is going to make certain games like that sell a lot more on the Switch.
I think a big part of that will come down to battery life.
Yeah.
Depending. Because, like, cool thing is if you're on a plane or something and you have an outlet, awesome. You got a Switch for that entire 4 hours. That's fucking dope. and being able to take the Joy-Con off if you just want to put it on your tray table or something, cool. That's cool, too. I'm just very hopeful that with stuff like Doom, where you literally rip demons apart and blood flies out, yeah. coming from the Super Nintendo when you had Mortal Kombat, where it was slime instead of blood, you know, and then again with Wolfenstein, you're going to be literally stabbing humans and dogs to mm-hmm. death and stuff like that. It makes me hope that finally they can get out of this stupid ass Nintendo slump that they had with the Wii U and be like, oh yeah, we realize adult dudes and women, adult people play this. So, yeah, just my 2 cents. Jose, in between finger and broads this week, we're gonna go to Justin. I don't even know. I didn't write this up, so I have no idea what's going on. Hey, Justin, Jose, why don't you host? Thank you.
Okay, no, that's cool. Hey, Justin, so. I saw a lot of stuff on the whole Monster Hunter character creation stuff,
yeah.
and it doesn't look like it usually does.
No, it doesn't, because there's a lot more options this time. Yeah. And so you can also, on top of editing your hunter, you can do stuff like presets, and mm-hmm. they also have, like, you can change your nose, you can change your jaw, like your hairs and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can also, they introduce Palico customization.
Okay. So before we go on to the Palico stuff, like before, like the Monster Hunter character creation was literally like the Japanese or the Korean MMOs that they have out, where they just have like what, 4 presets?
Yeah, 4 presets, face, voices, like, and that's
20
it.
Voices, and then like weird hair.
So none of the sort of sliders and stuff like that we see with more modern.
No,
games?
There are sliders in it. In the new one.
And, well, I mean, like in the.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, in 4 like ones, no. They didn't have any.
So back then, it was literally just like there were all in all like 64 combinations.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they have like full on customization.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
Which, I mean, I didn't really care much just because you were wearing a helmet the whole time. But like for, was it like the bow guys, the ones who use bows and stuff, a lot of their...
Yeah, a lot of their helmets are open face.
Yeah, yeah. And like from what I've seen from this, it's pretty crazy considering what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned the whole Palico stuff where you customize.
Yeah, you can
cat.
Customize your little cat companion. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it just sounded like Calico, but it is a cat actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you can get like different colors. There's like dark blue fur, there's like bright red furs. There's all kinds of different fur combination colors if you're into that.
More than Biomutant?
See, I would say no.
Okay. Another checkbox for Biomutant.
There you go.
The THQ game that will never come out, I feel like.
It'll come out, but I feel like it's probably going to do
delayed.
I think it'll just get buried under whatever else.
Yeah.
Like next month, here. Like 10 huge games come out.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring those up. That'll be once Justin's done with this stuff about Slime Lord or whatever.
Slime
Lord. Dude, I'm kidding. We should make a game called Slime Lord.
We should just call Justin Slime Lord. That's a cool ass name. Anyway,
so after the Palico customization, there was more stuff announced at Tokyo Game Show, and it was the monsters. And so they introduced like the flagship monster, mm-hmm. the new Elder Dragon, and like the area you play at. And so the new area you play at is called Estria, and it's just like a new player location. And so it's like a giant, pretty much like a giant world that you can explore. Mm-hmm. And they're also bringing back exploration. I only played Tri, so I don't know what Monster Hunter Frontier was like on the Wii U.
I don't know. I've never tried Frontier.
So I remember in Tri, you could just go out into the open world and explore, you know, gather materials, do free hunts on whatever monsters are around. And so essentially you can do the same thing, but in the new world. And they introduced quests that you can pick up from your receptionist. So I think maybe she'll have like a... kill like 10 of these little monsters, right. Go hunt Rathalos or something like that. So that's what you can do in exploration. And then so the flagship monster is Nergigante. And so he's got like two giant like demon horns, and his body's like covered in like horns and bristles, and he's got wings. Mm-hmm. He almost looks like a gargoyle. But apparently like in the videos and whatnot, he acts like very sporadic and very like twitchy. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's like a super hard monster that you have to like go out and hunt. And they say that like whenever you like you break his bones off or like the horns or whatever, that he regenerates them and then he gets stronger. And they'd say, I guess, like, in one of the presentations was you can, like, when you encounter him, you either have two ways to fight him. You either go passive and then, like, fight him later when you're more stronger, or you fight him now and you're only going to get defeated because he's going to get stronger.
Yeah.
So that's what they said about the new, like, flagship monster who's, like, on the cover box and whatnot.
So but if you do kill it, I'm assuming you can.
Yeah.
Then it's just gone?
Maybe until later in the game.
Okay.
You can probably redo the quest again.
Yeah.
You have to keep fighting that monster over and over again to get certain things for your armor.
Yeah.
To make that certain armor set. So, like, you would kill him, break his tail, and use that to make a sword or something, and then use the other stuff to make
armor. Yeah, since it's open world, I don't know if he'll, like, always be there at level one, like, all the way through, like, your entire, like, game save.
Yeah.
So if you, like, run into him early in the game, you can try to get them or just save it until later. So I don't know how that's going to
work.
That's
why I'm kind of confused, just because I'm used to the whole instance kind of thing where you like, the monster's going to be hard. There's no levels or anything, and it's just you taking down that monster. And if it's by yourself, it has the same amount of HP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, there are more instances where like you set out to fight this monster. That's the only monster you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And since, like you said, it's open world, I don't know if what like a respawning works or...
Yeah, this guy reminds me of a previous monster, and that was introduced in Monster Hunter Tri, and it was called the Devil Joe. And so he would like randomly pop up, and then he would go like crazy berserk, and he would like shoot like flames at you. And so like, he was just crazy hard, and he would just pop up randomly in like random encounters and events and stuff. And so like you can choose to take him down and get his armor set, or just like completely ignore him. I just chose to ignore him because he was crazy hard. And then so with every Monster Hunter game, there's also like a hidden boss monster, and it's the Elder Dragons. And so in this one, there's another Elder Dragon that they introduced, Zoran Magdaros? Zoran Magdaros.
If you say it with confidence, you're right.
Yeah, Zoran Magdaros. And he's like a giant volcano, really. So it's like a giant T-Rex, and he's got like, I don't know, like a volcano caldera on his back, and he's like seeping lava. And
right.
It's the biggest monster I've ever seen in the series, because your ship that you fly crashes on him.
Huh.
And so it's like, when they were showing the videos...
You fly a ship?
Yeah, like an airship. Like
yeah, they got airships like Final Fantasy.
Like the Dreadnought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, he's so big that when he crashed on him, he takes you to, like, the new game world. That's what they said. I don't know.
Okay.
But, so that's what they introduced at the Tokyo Game Show. And I'm looking forward to it. It's something I've always wanted, a Monster Hunter for, like, the big main consoles that isn't for the handheld games. And they bring everything up to, like, open world, and where you can play with other players and whatnot.
You got deep into Tri, right?
Yes.
To the point where you had to play it on a Wii and buy a classic controller.
How do you think I brought bought the Pro?
Pro controller.
Yeah,
okay.
the Wii Pro controller. Does that sound right?
It's like the roundish one. I don't know.
Yeah,
the original Wii one.
That was the classic, I think. I think it was considered the classic one.
Do you think you're going to get as deep into this one as you did on Tri? Because that was a hell of a summer.
Probably. I mean, I really want to because I haven't played it since Tri.
The saddest anyone has ever meant something when they said a hell of a summer.
Well, when I say hell of a summer, I'm just like, that's a Wii. It's hard to play stuff on a Wii.
Every other person is like, that was a hell of a summer. And they're like kicking the water in the ocean and it's like dancing and there's
there
a bonfire
was,
and Justin's
like giant dragon and then
yeah I would like text Jose like every other day like, dude, I fought this giant dragon,
guys. Do you remember that fucking crazy summer where we all played Guitar Hero and Justin like hit the buttons and Scott strummed? That was a hell of a summer.
I remember that. Pick up where we left on that.
Yeah, I do too.
Anyways, the Wii U anyway, I'm sorry, the Wii, I couldn't like communicate with other people because they had keyboards apparently and you could type. So with this one, hopefully it's a lot easier to communicate with other players.
And you had cotton balls in your mouth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So no one could even understand you.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to benefit from voice chat for sure. But yeah. And plus,
there's parties and stuff for the PlayStation and Xbox.
2018, they say January, I think?
Yep, January 26th, 2018 is the release date. Yeah, so they already have a PlayStation Pro that's Rathalos themed. So it's black and red, and it's got like a dragon head on it. Looks and they cool. have a collector's edition that's coming out. So, all that was announced in the past week. So, look forward to Monster Hunter.
Not only did I learn about Monster Hunter, but I also noticed that Jose has pretty small eyebrows.
Yeah.
They are not very long. They go about halfway through his eyeball, kind of. And then they just kind of trail off like a cool firework. Meanwhile, Justin has... pretty nice eyebrows.
Very stern and bushy.
Let's all go get our eyebrows, dude.
Mine are great, though.
Yeah, but like we can get them like, thinned out and like super nice.
Yours are pretty thin, though.
But we can get them shaped, though.
I think if you got yours shaped, like most Latino women would be like jealous.
Yeah.
Not that they aren't already.
I mean,
of that thick ass. you got that Olympic booty.
Oh, man.
And by that, I mean it's three tiers for gold, silver. It is pretty fucked up, actually. Before we go into the next thing, so I'm going to go into like games that are coming out in the very near future.
Yeah.
I'm only going to pick ones that we'll probably be interested in. September 27th, it's Arcade Archives, the Mario Brothers on the Nintendo Switch. I'm not sure if anyone really cares, but maybe.
Meh.
September 29th is the release of the SNES Classic, as well as Cuphead on Xbox One and PC. You got FIFA 18, which I don't think any of us are going to be too whatever. Yo-Kai Watch 2, anybody?
Meh.
Okay.
I'm wearing the socks, but...
Gundam Versus?
Meh.
On October 6th, it's Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga and Bowser's Minions, along with Layton's Mystery Journey, Catriel, and the Millionaire's Conspiracy.
I might buy that. It's a cool title.
Yeah, it is. I like a title that you almost can't say without taking another breath. October...
Like these monster names?
Yes. Well, you can't... Well, the thing is, what we had to edit out, you didn't need another breath, but it took my breath away. October 10th, Middle Earth, Shadow of War. October 13th, The Evil Within 2, which I know I just talked about being scared in video games, but I read an article that said it's shaping up to be a horror classic. I really hope it is. The first one did not look good, did not play good, and did not interest me. October 17th, we got South Park, The Fractured But Whole. No, I'm good. Pass. Hard pass. It's one of those things where, you know how when you kind of do like, let's say personally in your own life, you do kind of fucked up shit. And then those people that it's kind of fucked up towards hey, that's fucked up. And when you're dumb and young, you go like, no, it's not. And then once you grow up and you get smarter, people go, hey, that's fucked up. And you go, oh, if you say it is, I agree because I wouldn't know. So when enough black people and trans people of color in general, LGBTQ people go, hey, you know it's fucked up, and they don't, like, the whole thing with South Park is they're like, we make fun of the right as much as the left, and this as much as that, but they don't. It's always been sort of one-sided. They're obviously liberal dudes, but they think in the same way. I don't know. It's just fucked up, so fuck South Park, fuck Matt and Trey.
I was about to say, I'm surprised it took you that long to say it.
Well, no, because it's one of those things where you kind of, I don't do that whole separate the art from the artist thing, because I think if someone beats their wife, I'm not going to listen to your music anymore. If you start dating your fucking daughter, Woody Allen, fuck you.
Really?
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
I'm completely out of like the whole celebrity
for,
thing.
For the last... 30 years.
Yeah, for the last 30 years that I've been alive.
He adopted a kid and then later
married her.
Huh. And not only that, he supposedly molested it. His daughter alleges that she was molested.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. He's a piece of shit. And anyway, but I would go like, oh, but the South Park game was like fun. You know, the original one was fun. And I think people wouldn't argue the mechanics were good.
I'm about to say, I feel like if you take the South Park out of it, then it'll just be a bland RPG.
Probably. Yeah. But you could say that about most non-new IPs.
Yeah.
You know, like if you took another like Final Fantasy game but stripped away the Final Fantasy-ness of it, it would just be one of those boring, bland RPGs, I think.
I'd say you'd get like
Bravely Default.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't watched the show in like 10 years because I thought it's bad. But
I think middle school was the last time I watched
it. Yeah, which that was about 10 years ago. That's actually true. We were in... no, we're probably just starting our freshman year or something.
See, like, I'm making these eyes, but I'm not really counting. I'm just waiting for you to go faster.
Yeah. but anyway, so fuck them. Gran Turismo Sport on that same day.
Fuck them too. No, just
kidding. Fire Emblem Warriors, October 20th.
Oh, on man. The so there Switch is a 3DS port for that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
New 3DS.
New 3DS. Oh, specific. Like, it won't run on the regular 3DS?
That's what it seems to say in this Kotaku article.
Oh, man.
October 24th is Destiny 2 on the PC. October 27th. Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch. I'm getting that. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Switch, not yet. And Assassin's Creed Origins. Anyone in here picking that shit up?
Assassin's Origins? Creed?
No. Oh, I thought you meant like some of those games. No. Not Origins. Sure not, no.
November 3rd, Call of Duty World War II. The day that we find out if Call of Duty will sort of be left in the dust by Battlefield. Once again, kind of been these ebbs and flows. But everyone was kind of worried about Battlefield going to Battlefield 1, mm-hmm. and they fucking crushed it.
People
loved it. So now with them going back to World War 2, it's hard to see if they'll get that back. November 7th, Xbox One X.
Just the
console.
The console.
No games for it or anything?
Don't bring that up to them.
Cuphead.
Sonic Forces. Sonic Forces on PC, PS4, boy. Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Didn't know that was coming to the Switch.
I didn't either.
Super Lucky's Tale on the Xbox One and PC, and Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds for PS4. That's the DLC. November 10th, we got Mario Party, the top 100 on 3DS. Hmm. No interest from me. Snipperclips Plus, Sims 4, Cats and Dogs, and Need for Speed Payback. What?
We're going to play The Sims now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
November 14th is the LA Noire re-release for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. And then also Lego Marvel Heroes 2 for everything, basically.
Yeah.
And I'll stop there, but it goes on until the end of the year, basically.
Any good, better ones?
Let's see. Skyrim, November 17th. Also on November 17th, Skyrim PSVR. Cool. Battlefront 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2. I am still excited about that. That is probably going to be pretty amazing. I'll just go ahead and finish them out. There are only like five left. November 20. Oh, Ultra Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah.
For 3DS on November 17th. November 28th, Resident Evil Revelations and Revelations 2 on the Switch. Yes. December 1st is Doom VFR for PSVR and PC and Xenoblade Chronicles 2. December 8th is Hello Neighbor on Xbox One, PC, and Mac. December 12th is Okami HD, Resident Evil 7, End of Zoe, and Not a Hero DLC. And that's sort of it right now.
Scott, why didn't you say Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Because it's not.
Okay.
Wow.
That's like 2.5 years away or something. Final Fantasy VII is going to come out when Final Fantasy XVII does.
Oh, yeah.
So
we got two more games.
Yeah. It'll only take 9.5 years to finish them.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry about all that. Jose, tell us about what?
Why?
Shut up.
Fuck.
Tell us about TGS, which I assume stands for
Together Gaming Section.
Yes, with an X.
That was better than yours, than what you were going to say.
Yeah, no, actually, that was exactly what I was going to say. And I wrote it in our script, and I did, and you stole my line. So tell us about that shit.
So Tokyo Game Show is
say it correctly.
Weekend.
Say it correctly.
Tokyo Game Show.
Tokyo.
Tokyo Game Show.
Okay, we gotta bleep that.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Fuck. No, wait. but yeah, they showed off. It's mainly mech shit.
Yeah. What's that new Konami game?
Not. Any of games.
Was it not Konami?
No, it's Square Enix.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Staying Alive. No, Left Alive.
Left Alive. I thought that was Konami for some reason.
Because the artist from Metal Gears.
That's why. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
why.
That's why.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks great.
Yeah.
From the 3 seconds of gameplay that's in that trailer.
But yeah, I didn't really see any gameplay.
They haven't announced anything for the US, though.
No, nothing at all. I mean, it's pretty much just like, hey, we got the artists for Metal Gear, Yoji Shinkawa, and then Toshifumi Nabeshima. the guy who did the Armored Core series.
That's how you pronounce the name, Justin.
Armored Core.
And those games were okay, but like they kind of, you know, they were just kind of boring.
Yeah.
But like the mechanics were good and stuff, but they just didn't know how to act on it. Hopefully with Square Enix kind of taking the helm is going to make it a lot better.
Yeah.
So far, it's sometime in 2018, but that probably just Japan.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the trailer or anything?
For that Left Alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
So pretty much it just showed, like, the game looks nice. Like, the characters look cool.
Yeah, well, that one character. Looks all right. Yeah.
It just looks like Volgan from fucking Metal Gear.
If only he looked like Vol...
Bussor.
What's the guy in Soul Calibur that I like?
Volgin?
Valdo.
Valdo.
Anyway, that was worth it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm excited to see more of it. It just looks like a third-person shooter. Hopefully there's mechs that you can pilot, not just you being a human.
Oh, it was all mechs, Jose.
Yeah, but like they didn't show you in a mech, did they?
It's just no. Like Jose. All mechs.
All mechs.
Get it?
Yeah.
You're Mexican.
I'm Mexican. Yeah.
It's cool. I liked it. Yeah. I'm not a big mech guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
I mean,
yeah,
like,
why not?
Okay.
Why not? Come over, join us.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I just, like, even in Titanfall 2, I liked being out of the Titan more than mm-hmm. I liked being in it. It feels so sort of limiting and stuff. And if I can fucking parkour and run on walls and shit, and then you put me in a robot that just can sort of run.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Well, that's what
I'm not going to stand for it.
I'm upset with, like, certain things like that because, like, I feel like your exposure to mechs were like the Western type mechs, where they're like,
I loved Mega's XLR.
Yeah, and those were like they were doing backflips and shit.
That was a mix of and plus they were made out of garbage.
But I mean, like Western, like kind of like what's it like? Not Robotech, but like Mech Warrior. They're mm-hmm. they're just like bipedal tanks essentially, and they're super slow. Or like the ones from Titanfall, where there's like weight to them. But like where Justin and I are used to like Gundams, where they're like fucking impossibly fast and shit.
Well, like in the Gundam games that I would see and or play, it's literally just a kind of small robot floating in zero gravity space and just sort of strafing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is like a weird tech demo of like. What if the character just floated 2 feet off the ground, and it's kind of like almost like a fucking on-rail shooter or something?
Armored Core was a little better with that, with like the speed and like how the game was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like
and I also feel like it's very difficult to figure out like three-axis controls.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got an X, Y, Z axis. That's super difficult.
You say Gundams are like paracausal. They just make up their own stuff.
What does that mean?
It's where you don't like obey the laws of the universe.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, like explosions in space and fire. That's all I know about
science. There not explosions in space?
Well, there are in Gundams.
There's like blue or like purple like, smoke.
Yeah. I know that in space no one can hear you cream.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Clap, 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 clap.
Think. I'm a horse.
But yeah, hopefully that they get it right, like with Yoji Shinkawa. I mean, like, I guess he really doesn't have any like say in like the game, really. It's just the art, and that kind of just hyped me up. But
because you don't like his opinions.
No. Or he doesn't talk.
Doesn't talk to you. He calls me every other day.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was talking shit about you. He said that I would not, if I stepped on you, I would not scrape you off on my steps. I would throw the shoes off.
Why did that hurt?
I don't know. He doesn't even know you from what I know. But I showed him a picture of you and he said, I can just imagine that guy's a real piece of hell.
Yeah. But they also showed off the mysterious Arika EX game.
Uh-huh.
And they just showed off a new trailer with two new characters. They showed off Alan Schneider, which is like a Chuck Norris kind of ripoff guy.
I do love Chuck Norris.
Everybody likes Chuck Norris.
Fuck Chuck Norris. Eat my ass, Chuck
I feel
Norris.
Like we could say that about everybody at this point.
What? Fuck Chuck
Fuck everybody.
Because everyone we knew as a kid has grown up to be a big fucking dipshit.
Well, I wouldn't say they grew up to be a big
they
fucking
dipshit. They were a dipshit,
but
we were stupid at the
dormant.
Time. It's like now we have fucking Clint Eastwood talking to a chair.
And they teased
No, I want to say it.
What? What were you going to say?
You're a piece of shit.
And, oh, me?
Yeah, that guy hates you still.
Oh,
he left a voicemail. Hold on.
Yo, Jose sucks.
I'm gonna let me play the voicemail. It's very important. Let's see what we got. Let's play that. How do I get it to come out on my speaker? Do I ever? Anyway, let's not put that on the podcast.
Was it just the first voicemail on your thing?
Yep, it's the only voicemail. It's one of the... Let's not get into it.
Anyway, they showed off Alan Schneider and Dr. N. Dark.
Those are my favorite guys.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Do you remember them from the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were good.
So I wasn't too big a fan of the Street Fighter EX series, but this is looking a lot better.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's really good, considering Marvel vs. Capcom wasn't that great.
Marble, was it not?
Marble versus Capcom.
I like Marble, yeah.
Yeah, Marbles versus... Well, that's what they came in I like the collector's edition.
I really liked Marvel Combat versus DK. That was my that was my favorite. I love when it's Bartman versus Scorpion. That's actually one, isn't it? Damn it.
Wait, Bartman?
Bartman, yeah.
Bartman.
Yeah.
Like from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a slingshot.
Do the Bartman.
But, I mean, well, I guess it did good, right?
It's well, just, that's the thing. Was it a bad game? Because people are saying, like, technically it's good, yeah, but it looks like shit.
Yeah.
It looks like it was Capcom, yeah? Mm-hmm. It looks like they took a big shit.
And they gave you glow-in-the-dark eggs.
It looked
like...
Do
they even glow?
Huh?
The eggs? The fucking Infinity Stones?
Oh, God, those fucking Infinity Stones. Yeah, they glow. God, man. No, but it feels like with the characters and the character models, they were like... It's like if they gave you a quantity of 100... Mm-hmm. And then you create this thing, and they go, okay, well, you can either make her hands really big or her head really big, but not both.
Yeah, you had to pick. It's the limitations of the PS4.
Yeah, exactly. And then they were like, what if we just made her tits bigger?
Yeah! And it's everybody in that room, and they're like, huh.
And then, like, all of a sudden, Mega Man just has huge hands.
Yeah, well, Zero. He has two little green things right here.
Boop, boop,
boops.
But, we respect women, by the way. My mom was a woman. Justin, you're right to stay out of this.
Yeah.
Especially
we're just digging ourselves deeper.
With your behavior earlier.
At least we cut that out. We couldn't get this shit out.
No, because I refuse to, because I'm the editor.
But yeah, just, I don't know, And the problem with Marvel vs. Capcom was mainly the roster, because it's literally just the roster from the past
game. You think that's the main issue?
For me.
Okay.
And then, I mean, the game looks like it like plays well, but like it looks kind of gross, and then the main roster, you know, is pretty much...
I mean, it's nothing to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the previous roster from the game.
Yeah,
from
there's
Capcom
nothing
3.
New.
Yeah, like they showed off like the DLC for it, which is Black Panther, which is great, Monster Hunter, Sigma? I mean, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to pay for that.
And Smegma.
Smegma. God damn it. I said that without thinking. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully this one's good, but I'm getting to the point where I'm scared that there's some good fighting games coming out,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have to pick between...
I like the samurai-looking dude.
I got to say, that is terrifying.
And his name's Garrido.
Yeah, I'm really scared.
That is a terrifying thought.
Mainly because I think it's going to end up being Dragon Ball Z. That's going to be the one I'm going to get.
Oh, yeah. It probably should be. It looks pretty incredible.
The beta's been going on. I didn't get in because I suck, so...
Yeah, because you are a beta.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't allow you in. Only alphas in the beta is what they say.
I don't know what that is. I'm just agreeing with you.
You don't know what is a beta?
Yeah.
A beta is like you're the weak dude.
Oh,
You're the guy who someone spits in your food and you don't say anything because you're a beta. But an alpha like Justin, he goes out there and he's like, I pick any girl, I take her home, and I ask her to sit on a coffee table with a glass top
sit on
and
a coffee table
and shit over my
face.
Oh,
gosh.
So, I learned something today.
That Justin likes...
is an alpha.
That's it. Let's just keep it at that, please.
It looks great. Zone of the Enders Mars, which I guess the full name is Anubis, Zone of the Enders Mars.
It's too many words. Zone of the Enders on PS1 was trash.
Is just like a remaster.
So, they're just remaking the second one, because the first one wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's fun to like play the game and then realizing, okay, I don't see why people really like the first like Zone of the Enders, and you play the first game on the HD collection.
Yeah.
And then you go to the second one, and then you're like, this is really fucking fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're remaking they're just remastering it to like 4K, and then they're adding VR support, mm-hmm. which sounds terrible to me in my head. But I'm going to buy this game.
Wow.
Because I'm fucking weak.
You said plus you really enjoy Jehudi.
Yeah.
True beta move on your part.
But fuck, man. The game's great. But it's they're saying 2018 release, which I feel like it's way too long for what the game is.
Yeah.
Hopefully it runs well, because I guess the Xbox 360 version for the HD collection ran at like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's supposed to run at 60.
Okay.
Just because the way the gameplay works is it's super fast and it's not supposed to chug.
I'm sure they can get it to run at 60.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know. Zone of the Enders. Hopefully the game sells well. It probably won't, because you know no one really cares.
Mm.
But I want another Zone of the Enders game. And after they canceled the third one that was supposed to come out, I mean,
I just know in the trailer everyone's like, "Give me Jehudi."
Yeah, Jehudi in 4K. 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. They didn't say anything about that. They just said a 2018 release in Japan.
Yeah.
After playing Odin Sphere, I really like that, like, painted sprite art style.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's good. I was hoping they would show off, like, at least a mech or something.
I was gonna say, it almost looked like it was a side-scroller.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is?
Most VanillaWare games are side-scroller games, yeah. They also, like, Dragon's Crown. Scott, are you interested in Dragon's Crown?
No.
You like
one
Battletoads?
Bit. I loved Battletoads. Double Dragon, though. I only like that combination.
Okay, Double Dragon, Battletoads, two of the best games in the Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Well, they were, right? I don't know about Battletoads, but Dragon and Double Dragon, I never played.
Yeah, Double Dragon was dope, and I loved Battletoads and Double Dragon, and anyone who says anything bad about it is probably right.
Shit.
That's what we call a twist.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for Tokyo Game Show. There's supposed to be like a Mega Man presentation, and then they showed off a fucking new redesign for Roll, and I was like, fuck.
But no redesign for the Switch?
Yeah.
Why'd they call him Mega Man when he was a boy?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably because Mega Boy sounds weird and creepy.
What about Astro Boy?
That's not Mega Boy.
Weird
though.
And creepy.
Yeah, that is true. He wore underwear and shot shotguns out of his butt.
In his hands.
Has Mega Man ever had a love interest?
No.
Besides his dad?
I don't think so.
I just mean he loves his dad. He loves his daddy.
I know Zero has, and I thought that was kind of weird.
And it was Amy from Sonic.
Yeah. my OCs.
My Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, man.
Let me go to my Chaos Garden.
That's pretty much for TGS.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah. Anything else this week in terms of big, big news?
Fuck,
no. Nothing much. I mean, there was a new trailer for God of War at the Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, was it?
Was there?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was new?
Yep.
Oh.
I couldn't understand anything, but there was a new trailer for it.
Was it because it was in Japanese or because you had cotton balls in your mouth?
Both. But see, they showed a bit of more new gameplay and, like, I guess, like, backstory stuff.
I don't think I've seen any gameplay yet.
Yeah, I have.
Have
sure
I?
Have.
Yeah, okay. They showed
gameplay. Well, I guess I'm fucking wrong.
At E3.
Well, it looked more cinematic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It probably just blinded.
It didn't. There wasn't any UI or anything, and it just sort of looked like it was not actually playing, you know?
Yeah. But, and they showed, like, he goes into a treasure room, and it's, like, ancient Greece and, like, Roman, like, artifacts or whichever background he's from, and it's, like old paintings of him, like, killing gods and
ancient
stuff.
Greece? What is this, my forehead from freshman year?
Probably.
Nice. This is all solid show.
I'm doing this. Hold on. Here's a joke I wrote this past week. You guys ready to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Parking lots are aptly named because they're for parking lots of cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh! It took me a while, but I got it.
Thank you, guys. I
got
sold
distracted by the opening doors.
I sold that to Jimmy Fallon for $1 million. So I am quitting the podcast and I'm going to blow my brains out. But that's been the plan. That's been the plan for years. The Jimmy Fallon thing has nothing to do with it. So that's pretty much it for news this week then.
Yep.
All right, Jose, take it from there.
All right, so I guess I'm saying the fucking what is today. So with fucking VR Zone of the Enders getting VR. What games do you guys want to get VR support, if it works or not.
That was very well said.
Yeah,
just
man,
kidding.
Sure, no problem.
Zero, bro.
Yeah, even if it, like, just some bad expectations.
It would. I'm curious to see what the inpatient is like with the makers of Until Dawn, Supermassive. That's kind of like the spiritual successor to it. The only games I would ever play like VR in, like, Resident Evil 7 was really cool in VR. Stuff like that. Yeah. It would need to be survival horror.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, would you like to see like a new Outlast in VR or something like that?
That would make me shit my ass. I was watching, when I said I was watching Furious 7 yesterday before the podcast, and at one point, you know, have you guys ever seen it where they're jumping between buildings in Dubai?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in that last building, the car just spins forever and then eventually goes out the window, and Vin Diesel slides all the way to the edge of the building and just sort of looks over. And I'm not afraid of heights. I would love to fall from a great one and splatter. But he looks over, and just me watching the movie, I like pissed everywhere.
Yourself.
Yeah. And no, I pissed my girlfriend.
Okay. Who was in the car with him during that scene?
Paul Walker.
Was it Paul Walker?
R.I.P. Okay. Yeah. It was also very sad at the end. And I also read about his death, which was incredibly even more gruesome than I thought, because he wasn't driving and someone else crashed and he basically burned to death.
Mm. Yep.
And shit.
Fuck.
He was only 40. Anyway, VR?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want an Outlast title, but I think it's tough because Resident Evil found a super good mix where it is a slower game. So you don't necessarily need to be running all the time, which is good. But there's enough action to keep you interested. I think in Outlast, like, you're running around and hiding so much that you would just get scared and be mad all the time. But I don't know. Like, you couldn't do... It would have to be a brand new IP, basically. You can't do Uncharted. You can't do Last of Us. You can't do...
Like, specifically with VR in mind?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I would say, like... I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm curious to hear your answer, and maybe that'll influence me.
That was Zone of the Enders.
Oh, was it?
It's already getting VR.
Yeah. That's a cheat. Oh, yeah. Then mine is Doom VR. No, I don't know. What about you,
Mine
Justin?
Was like a big demo disc of like EA sport games, like Tiger Woods, I don't know, NASCAR, just like the games that they have that are sports related. Huh. I think like a demo disc of that would be interesting, especially golf. I think golf and VR could be kind of relaxing.
Honestly, I think VR... So, VR for video games will undoubtedly fail. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt in that whatsoever.
I still just see it as like a novelty. Like, well, like, hey, you want to play this in VR?
Like 3D gaming, I feel like when it comes, it will be a novelty too.
Well, it's already come
it
and
came
went.
Out, yeah, because Sonic... Which, there was a Sonic game that supported 3D. I think it might have been like Sonic... The one where you can play as the little Sonic 2, the old Sonic.
I don't know. I'm sorry,
I don't
man.
Fucking know.
But Sony a couple years ago when the PS3 was still out and kicking, way before the PS4, when I was during my Best Buy days, they sold specifically a 3D monitor that was meant to go with your PS3, or a 3D TV, rather. And it came with one of the MX versus ATV games. And there was a brief period of about 10 to 20 titles, like decent big titles coming out that were all 3D. And it came and went.
Oh, that's right. The Halo remaster had 3D in it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Sonic Generations.
Batman. Oh, yeah. Batman Arkham Asylum or Arkham City had 3D. It was all bad. In VR, it's not meant for games, though, I don't think. It's meant for experiences.
Yeah.
If you can tell me you can fly as a fucking eagle over the city of San Francisco...
And then look back?
Well, and like look back, look around, like fly under bridges, check shit out, that's going to be fucking amazing. Like when Google finds a way to not only do like Google Earth, but also like every angle of everything on the planet, that's going to be amazing. The other thing...
I'd say that's a breach of security then.
No, it's not. They're already doing it.
What?
Taking pictures of absolutely everything. They blur people out and shit. The old ladies falling is always fun. And then the other thing, and this isn't a joke, is pornography. Pornography is going to be the reason that VR will succeed or fail.
Of course that's not a joke. This is serious business here.
There's already VR porn, and people are, you know, not a ton of people have VR headsets, but porn is the reason that stuff happens. Porn is a big reason 4K is still super viable.
Yeah.
Although I watch everything in 240p because I like to see that shit
faster.
In blocks. Yeah.
Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I'm into. But yeah, it's just going to be experiences, I think. I'm not super interested in playing a game in VR. I don't need that sort of detachment.
Like I said, it's literally just me like, I'm going to play this for like maybe 30 minutes and then take it off and be like, that was cool, and then play the game.
Be like, oh, my nose hurts from
this
headset.
Yeah, take it off and be like, oh, my forehead's sweaty and also I want to puke. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Justin? Wait, did
he already answered?
He already said mine. It was it was like an ESPN.
I told you,
demo.
Hosting's hard.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that. It's easy.
Bye.
Well, that's it. Bye, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you.
I don't have the other what is.
No.
I totally forgot about that.
You had two things.
I totally forgot about that one. See, that one's probably the more creative one, really.
Do you want me to come up with one?
Yeah, you can do it.
In your opinion, should you wear shoes with... Damn it. Guys.
Totally your hosting's hard.
Oh, no. What's the best sport? You fucking nerds.
Windjammers.
Water polo, because you get ate by sharks.
And those horses drown.
Wait, what? What to bust? What?
Water polo.
There's no horses in water polo.
I get it.
Those horses can't swim at all.
I get them like...
Like those Witcher 3 horses that froze in place or whatever. Wait, that was a real history thing, wasn't it? Anyway.
Yeah.
Mine, it's basketball. Basketball is fucking cool.
NBA, yeah,
like, 2K. People are literally doing like... Like people jump so high. Yeah. And like, it's maybe one of the
and
only...
Plus they're all like 7 foot.
Yeah.
What's the worst sport, though?
Football.
Football?
Yeah, because it just...
Like American football or...
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, American football. Because it's just people getting brain damage until they kill themselves or others.
Yeah.
And it is a... it's criminal.
I was going to say baseball, but I think you're right.
I'd rather baseball... I'd rather sit through a boring baseball game than a football game where people's brains are getting crunched into oblivion. Yeah. So, what's your... Yours is baseball? That's your favorite sport?
Did I not say?
No.
No.
Oh,
you said windjammers like an
ultimate
asshole.
Ultimate frisbee.
Okay. By the way, it's not called ultimate
soccer.
Frisbee.
Soccer.
Soccer?
Sport, yeah.
Also called football.
Yeah.
Soccer's pretty rad, but God, I hate people who pretend to be into soccer because it's international.
So... I was about to say, I hate the people in soccer that fall and they're not really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But I
guess a big
part
of
the game, yeah.
I like...
See, that's a big field that they're running up and down on for like 4 hours.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's the size of 32 football fields.
Yeah.
And that's too big.
It's 77 yards.
I've argued that all of the... there should be more goals.
Yeah.
Oh,
like Hungry Hungry Hippos, it should be like 4.
No, I mean like... not only should they like kick one into the net, but they should also like get a home loan and raise a child.
Oh, okay.
And like get a decent car that makes more sense. Like get rid of the Porsche and get a minivan. What about you, Justin? Your favorite sport?
Water polo.
Because you love to watch horses drown.
No, that's there's no horses in water polo. Isn't that where everyone's just like playing... hitting the ball above the net.
Do you like it
with horses?
Do you like it because it's literally a bunch of men and women who like hit each other in the groin?
No, I just want to see people get ate by sharks.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big thing. They have like an underwater camera and it's like men and women hitting each other in the groin and basically trying to drag each other down.
Oh, like on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, because the refs can't see your hands underwater. So you're just constantly like whacking people in the jennies and hoping no one sees. And then like raking them with like your shins and stuff.
Man,
like you try
sports.
To hurt them. Yeah, I like the idea of every time, like I think water polo should be played in a big cube, and the water should just be rising the whole time, and if you don't have 3 points by the end, it drowns everyone.
Skeet shooting.
This is a bad episode.
It's okay.
It's my fault. Jose, what is, though?
Fuck, man. I'm going to start it the same way I always start it.
Yeah.
Fuck,
oh, shit.
Man.
Fuck. Yeah.
I'd say it's probably the weird weather in Indiana where it just constantly rains and then turns super hot. And
it's fall and it's 300 degrees outside.
Or like the random fire trucks.
Yeah, I've started measuring everything in Celsius to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, so the numbers aren't as high?
Yeah, like today it's only 100 degrees Celsius.
Oh, so it's like 600 degrees
no,
Fahrenheit.
No, it's 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
I don't know that measurement.
So it's boiling point, you bitch. Hey, Justin, what is, though?
What is when you gotta go somewhere for the first time and you're not quite prepared.
Where are you going? Is this an off-the-podcast thing?
A plane.
Oh,
right.
That's not
you
somewhere.
Got all sentimental and I got scared.
Well, yeah, going on a plane to Texas.
I thought
it's so hot down there.
I thought you were going to heaven.
It's so hot down there.
I mean, in a sense. Yeah. If the plane crashes.
Yeah.
It won't, I promise.
Yeah, it's so hot down there.
Hey, man, it's only like 1 in 10 planes that crash.
Think about it this way.
Well, it's not worried about the plane. I'm worried about the hotness.
It's going to be hotter when you land and you're taxi.
Yeah.
Because you're just in like a metal tube.
Yeah, it's going to suck. Anyway, for me, what is
God.
I really tried not to say what I almost said.
We're going to have to re-record.
Scott, what's your best Kermit impression? That's really good. You sounded like Ray Romano.
No.
Oh, Betsy, what?
Kermit the Frog here. That's my Kermit. How was it?
It's great. Duh, I was going to join you.
Duh,
just
bro.
Now. Do it, bro.
Duh, bro. That's Kermit.
Bro, Kermit. Come here.
This has been episode 32 of the Rat King. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast. Send your emails to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. Give us a 5-star review. I don't know why you would, but you should. And I'll fuck Justin right up his ass.
Oh, man. You just got to redo everything.
When are emails? When are we getting emails?
When these fuckers send them. With that, I've been Jose Murguia.
I've been Jose. Shit! I've been Scott Petty.
And I've been Scott Jose Petty. Murguia.
Bye.
Yeah, did I know we were doing it? Hurry, Garfield. Hurry, Garfield.